Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Y'all know me, still the same old G, but I've been low key.
Sold them all. I like that mashup because I love the song September by Earth, Wind and Fire. And then you know what? I don't know if you guys caught that. It is September. So did you see what I did there? Huh? Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is your pal Ryan. It's Thursday. My God, you guys, can I just be honest with you? I am having a shit can of a day. Do you have a second? Man, it's like 9 o'clock at night, which is earlier than I usually do this, but I have to get this done so I can try to knock myself out because I found out I have jury duty tomorrow. And it's one of those things where you don't get to just roll in. My call time is 7:45 a.m. What the hell are we doing at 7? I can't jury at 7:45 a.m. How am I supposed to even make any kind of decisions again? By the way, I should just go in there tomorrow and say, you know what? I'm going to vote guilty regardless just because of the 7:45 a.m. call time. And maybe then I won't get picked for a jury. But, I mean, God, look at me. Of course I'm going to get picked for a jury. I'm lovable. Oh, folks, I just want my mommy. I'm in such a whiny mood. And you know what sucks is because we have a great guest today. I had the best conversation with her. You know her from Instagram. Her name is Dana Omari, and she has an account, IG Famous by Dana. And we have the best conversation about plastic surgery, enhancements, Kardashians, the mentality that goes with that, psychological. I mean, it was just a – I just had the best time. So I know you are going to love that, but I'm going to bitch. So feel free to use the timestamps to skip right to Dana because she's awesome and she doesn't deserve my complaining. But listen, you guys, I'm mainly just talk to you guys, so I need to talk to somebody, and I'm just behind on everything. And this is the funny thing. You know how I always joke about how I'm like a mess and disorganized? Turns out that's not a bit I do for the show. That's real. That is a real thing. I am surrounded by mess. I am mess. This show is the only thing that I can actually do and put out in a timely manner. Everything else is a mess. So I have these things I like to call piles in my room. Where I just throw things or I'll leave them and I'll be like, when I'm done with that third podcast of the day, I'll try to go over to that pile. And it turns out I lie to myself. Do you ever do that? Do you ever lie to yourself? I think I see a lot of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills lying to themselves all the time with, my God, I literally have to get sleep because I have to yell about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills ladies on Friday. And I just feel like I just did that last week. What horrible, horrible women. What are we even watching? What are we doing with our lives, folks? These are petulant children. These are very, very bad people. They're gross. They're gross. If we can watch this as a cautionary tale, maybe. But come on. Like, I don't even need my TV to be fun. But I don't know if I need my TV to fully kick me in the asshole and make me feel gross. Like, it's like squeezing my heart, but not in a good way. Not in an emotional kind of sad way. You know what I'm saying? It's just, ugh. Sorry, Maritza Lopez just texted me. Maritza works on So Bad It's Good with me and Sandra. They do awesome. Maritza does all this amazing graphic. I mean, they're all just amazing. But Maritza, we were supposed to have a call at like 11. Like, we got all of our calls screwed up today. It's just been one of those days where everything got screwed up. But she just texted me something really nice. She just texted me, thank you for being my friend. And I was like, that's so nice. And then I was like waiting for the joke. But have you ever done that? You're like waiting for the other shoe to drop of like, but you smell. But then this was just like a really nice text. So thank you, Maritza. I needed that at that moment. I did need that. So back to the piles. I have just piles. And ladies, I know what you're thinking. Is this guy single? What's this guy's deal? This guy sounds like amazing. So they're piles. And they've been growing, kind of like those early stages of COVID when everybody started to get bigger, bigger, bigger. These are just piles that just everything stacks up. All my problems, all my mail, all the nice things that people send to me, all the cards, these beautiful cards and sentiments that people have sent to me that I don't know how to deal with emotionally. They're like on these piles that I keep going, okay, I'll get to that. I'll get to that. And it turns out my mail gets in there as well. And then today, I was waiting to get on a phone call with Maritza, and I was like, I said, okay, well, she's at work. She was at work, so she was going to take her break. So I was like, you know what? I'd already done one show that morning. I had to take my car in because my car got hit on the street that I live on again. By the way, you're not listening to an old episode. It happened again. So I had to take it into the repair shop. It's a whole thing. And I start on the pile, right? And I'm like, look at you. Braving the pile, like look at, like really already just patting myself on the back, just like, look at you. See, this isn't so hard. Opening a letter here, you know, throwing out just stupid, you know, like I don't need a 20% interest rate on a Discover card. Throw that out. And then I get to what we call a jury summons. And this is the fun thing. It turns out it wasn't my first one. I missed jury duty. And so this was a letter saying that you need to show up or we will charge you money. You will get charged if you don't show up. And I'm like, oh, my God. Well, thank God I started on this pile. What else could be in this pile? Let me check the date that they need me. And then I don't barely know how to read anymore. I just watch reality shows and I go down and it says tomorrow. It says today, or today, if you're listening to this on Thursday. And I'm like, wait a sec, is this the year of 2020? And in my head, I was like, this must be 2023. Like, I was like, this must be for next year. And I was like, no, it's not. And then they'd make you, so I'm like now panicking because I'm like, holy shit, in the pile, there's another jury summons. Like, am I wanted by the law? Like, my God, all of a sudden I'm like a criminal. I had no idea. It's just like, how do you explain to the officers about a pile? Like, sir, do you know about the piles in my room? You would understand if you saw the pile. So I then call, or no, I have to fill out some bullshit, and then they're like, call back at 7 p.m. and to see if you get chosen. And I'm like, why are you making this some sort of game? Like, this is this like that movie Saw? Like call back at 7 to see if you, like, or they try to make it like exciting, like, ooh, I hope I get picked. Like, why not just tell me now? Like, I'm on the phone now. So I call back at 7. And you have to put in your, like, jury ID bullshit. And I put it in. And then they're like, is your name Bailey? And, you know, and I'm like, yes. Or, like, I hit one. And, you know, aggressively, one, you know, because I'm angry. And then there's, like, a pause. And I knew. And they're like, we will see you tomorrow downtown. Make sure you are not late. Who does these computer voices, by the way? I feel like at some point, computers are like, that's not even how we sound. Like, we will see you. And then the throw in the don't be late. And then I was like, okay, well, what time are we talking? 10, 11? They're like, we will see you at 7:45 a.m. And I'm like, are you out of your GD mind? 7:45 a.m.? In Los Angeles? I did not become a podcaster to be on the road at 7:45 a.m. in Los Angeles. No, thank you. Also, I did a Patreon episode today as well with my friend Kate Legeco. We did the Selling the OC episode 2 recap, a nice little hour and 25-minute extravaganza over there, which I think is a very, very, very funny and very dirty episode. So if you are if you don't like dirty humor, you know, that might not be your thing, but it's over there if you want it. And the reason I'm saying that is I completely forgot. No, because I think I was yelling. Oh, yeah, I was telling Kate that about this jury thing. And she was like, hey, you know what? Like, I got 2 jury notices over the quarantine, like over COVID period. And she lives in Texas. And I was like, how do I get out of it? Like, how do I? And so I've gotten a couple of suggestions. And unfortunately, none of these are jokes. Like, none of these. So Meditza tells me. I'm on a text thread with, she says to tell, and I hope she doesn't mind that I read this to all of you guys. I'm sure she, I don't even think we need to listen, so we're good. I think we're good. She says, she goes, say, I can be a juror, but I need to sit close to the bathroom. Are there lots of bathroom breaks? I have anxiety, so I might need to run out of the room if the subject matter is too much for me. So she said, she said that once, or she said, you know, and it worked, but like, and the thing is, I think I kind of do have a weak bladder. So like, but then I was, cause then, you know, you go through your head of like, okay, it's a criminal trial. I know that, or it's like it's criminal. So like, what do I go in? Do I go in acting like I think crime is cool, but then the defense is going to want me on their team? Or do I go in and say, you know, listen, I have a Tom Girardi oil painting over my bedroom that I've purchased to help the victims because I'm so against crime. Because then the offense or whatever, the prosecution, I call them the offense, they're going to want me too. They're going to go, this guy's insane. He's trying to help victims of this Tom Girardi guy. Oh my God, wouldn't it? Okay, the only way this turns out to be good, folks, if this is the trial for the $750,000 earrings that Erica, I would be skipping around. I would be like, can I make memes in here? And by the way, also, here's another thing. And just if anybody's listening from the judicial system out there, I'm sure you guys are, just like a tip, if you guys would let jurors have their phones and like play around on their phones during the trial, I don't think you'd have a lot of issues finding jurors, you know? And of course, you run that risk of people just completely checking out. But, you know, what are you going to do, right? Like, you know, then it makes the lawyers, you know, try to keep your attention. And that's what it really should be, more of a show than anything else. So, and then Kate, my friend Kate on the Patreon told me that she... I mean, this is true. This is a grown woman, by the way. She sells real estate. And so she's perfect to recap selling the OC. She said she bought a fake neck tattoo on Amazon. And she put like sleeve tattoos everywhere and stuff, which is, I mean, Kate, it's kind of I think tattoos are cool, especially the ones that Jax Taylor has. But then I was like, I think it's too, like at this point, it was like 7:30 p.m. So it was too late to Amazon a face tattoo. Because then I was like, should I do something about like January 6th? Like, can I get a custom face tattoo? I'm like, January 6th was cool or something, like something to scare people from me. But then, you know, then I would be on some kind of watch list. There's already too much thought in my head about this. And the other thing I really, and Maritza did say that, but I am, you know, like, how does the bathroom situation work? Do I get to bring a book? Like, I've never, this whole jury thing is just ridiculous. And then they said on the phone, they're like, if you have COVID or a cough or a fever, do not come in, call this. And I was like, there was that part of me that was like, Ryan, you know, like take a good, long, hard look at yourself. Do you think you have COVID again? And I wanted to say, yeah, Ryan, I think I do. But I don't think I do. And I think I've got to be honest. And I think I've got to go. And I don't want to go. Because even Kiki, talk of shame, who I talk, she invited me out tomorrow. And we were going to like brainstorm like ideas for stuff. And now I, like, do you guys know how little I actually go to places? And now I'm never forgiving the LA judicial system ever. I mean, the Tom Girardi thing was bad. This to me is even worse. So I'll keep you updated. I don't know if I'm allowed to like Instagram story this whole thing. Probably not, because they're uptight, I bet, because it's like criminal shit. But I just don't. If any of you guys are listening to this early in the morning, I have to drive there, I guess, at like 6:30, because who knows about LA traffic. So, you know, like, what happens if I'm late? Do they tase me or something? Like, what if I get there at 7:50? Do I get in trouble? Do I get more jury duty? Like, how does any of this work? Why not just send me to prison already? Like, that's what I should do. I just go, just send me away. And they're like, sir, it's not your trial. I'm like, just go, just send me away. I just want to read a book. I just want to relax. The daily grind has gotten to me. I can't do this. I can't do this. And I wanted to go visit my family this week. Okay, you guys, but it's all good. I thank you for letting me vent. You just have to realize that that's your job now. Your job is to just let me vent. It's going to be okay. The lesson here, you have too many piles in your room. You have to face situations. You have to have more of a life than just a podcast. You have to make an effort. Oh, and that's the other thing, you guys. I was telling you, if you listen to Wednesday, what day? What the fuck day is it? If you listen to Tuesday's show, if you listen to today's show, Wednesday's show with Sarah Heron, who's amazing, and the Southern Charm recap, I said I was scared to work out today. Today's Wednesday, okay, yeah. And so I was super scared, and I had to go at 1. And this fucking dude, man, his name's Barack. And I'm just telling you that. So if you do, not like the president, but and he's like ripped. He's a really nice guy. Got a family. Like, he studied this shit, college football player, all that. Just awesome dude. But like, he literally almost saw a grown man cry and throw up and then cry again today. And every time I think it's going to get easier, and it doesn't, it gets harder. And it looked like I was drunk, just stumbling around from exercise to exercise like a drunken idiot. And he's like, come on, Ryan, come on. You know, at one point I was doing like a bench press, ladies, once again, this is a very attractive comment. You know, I was like 12 reps in and my arm started to give out on the third round. And he's like, I've never been spotted before. I always thought those were just like funny TikTok videos. Turns out there's these like fucking spotters. He had to spot me. And I was like, my arm will not raise this bar. And you know, a normal person does not sweat the way I do. Like, it is, you know, like, I know, and this is not even funny, there's like a water crisis somewhere. I'm like, bring me in and put any kind of heat on me, and I will solve your water crisis. It's literally just pours out of my body like some kind of super big gulp, which, by the way, 7-Eleven, if you're listening, how dare you? I have noticed you have not, there must be a shortage on super big gulp cups. Don't worry, it's not for me. It's for my fake son that I don't have. I'm not discussing. I don't drink super big gulps. But if I were to have drink, I would be upset because 7-Eleven doesn't carry these cups anymore, and there must be some sort of shortage. Anywho, I was just sweating. You know, when you're already working out and just feeling horrible, and then you're just sweating on top of that horribleness, and like then you watch all those videos online, and my Instagram like feeds me all these videos now because I complain about working out so much, so it thinks that I want to get workout videos, and everybody's like getting your pump on, and it's all these inspirational videos about like when I started I could only lift like 30 pounds and now I am lifting 3,000 pounds and it's like look at me now, and there's all these like inspirational, like it's always the Rocky theme, like da 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 da. There is net, it's all my theme song is just like like it's horrible. If you heard that, by the way, if you're listening to that sound, it sounds like I'm like messing around with myself. No, it's literally me trying to catch my breath because he makes me do so many like circuit exercises in a row. And, you know, I don't even know if I can see any changes, you guys. Thank you for letting me vent. I appreciate it. But like I at the end of the thing, you know, it's over, but I was like, hey, I gotta check an email real quick. But I was literally just trying to get my breath because I didn't want to go out into the 105 degree heat because I thought I might pass out on the way to my wrecked car. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, huh? And I was just like, please God help me. And that leads us to our guest because I did that. I came in. I moaned in my bed for 15 minutes and then I got to talk to our guest. And there was a part where I was like, I might need to cancel this. I don't feel good. But then I started talking to her and I felt great. She's awesome. She's been on the show before and I highly recommend. You guys already do because her Instagram account is insane. It's like 238,000 followers. It's IG Famous by Dana. Her name is Dana Omari, RDN, and she talks procedures, skincare, and pop culture with sass. And she fit me into her day today, but we just had the best time talking. I asked all these questions that I wanted to know. Of course, we talk about Kardashians, but we talk about them in a really interesting way. In terms of things that they have done and are doing with their body, of course I had to bring up Kim's bleaching her eyebrows. That has still disturbed me to this day. It's only been 2 days, but it gets worse. I had nightmares all night about it. So here we go, folks. Tomorrow, you know, think about me doing my social work, you know, my social like Kim Kardashian. Tomorrow I will be doing social justice work. Is that what this is? Should I tweet at Kim like, Kim, guess where I'm at? I'm at the courthouse downtown. Like, do you want to grab lunch? Like, maybe I'm like, are you here? That's what I should do. At Kim Kardashian, are you here, girl? I might be doing jury duty. I wanted to make sure it was on one of the, are you doing any trials down here? Oh no, you're actually not a lawyer yet. Okay. That's okay. Got it. So without further ado, folks, remember to use the timestamps and you can get right to the interview. I always have to remind the audience of that. This is just me time. I was like, I need to complain to somebody for 23 minutes. So here it is. Our good friend Dana Omari at IG Famous by Dana. Welcome back to iHeartRadio. So Bad It's Good. Today we have a returning guest, and I always Listen, I'm a dude. I know you guys barely know that, but I am. And I will say one of my favorite accounts, though, is this our next guest. And she runs this account and it actually teaches me so much about just things that I think a lot of females are interested in, but things that I kind of have no clue about. And they fascinate me. Like there's this girl like Simi Hayes, where she posted these pictures and I just saw how much work was done and how good she looks because of this work. And then like, she always posts this awesome Kardashian stuff. She gets messy with tea time. You might know her as the IG account, IG Famous by Dana. But her name is Dana Omari, RDN, which I know stands for a registered dietitian and nutrition. I might've got that wrong, but anyways, Dana, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be back.
Dana, you have, you truly do have one of my favorite accounts. And how would you describe your Instagram account for somebody that doesn't even have Instagram?
I mean, it really is plastic surgery procedures. We talk a lot about that, but I think my bio is like celebrities, pop culture procedures with sass. Because when you're talking about these procedures, a lot of times some of the best people to show as examples are going to be celebrities. And then of course you start getting into the pop culture and the messy. And so it's just a wonderful, you know, melding of the two.
No, this is a very sensitive topic because anybody's looks is sensitive, right? And we have such a weird hang up, almost like we do with mental health and therapy. We also have a weird hang up in how we view plastic surgery and is it right? Is it wrong? Is it, you know, where do you stand on this? And has your feelings changed over the years?
I mean, my stand is do what makes you happy. And plastic surgery, cosmetic procedures, those are just tools for you to do whatever you want to your body. It's your life, your one body. And it's just for me, I hate the word natural. I hate the word natural beauty because it's so like, where's the line? Like, is getting your nails done, is that where we draw the line? Because that's not natural, you know, shaving, that's not natural. But a lot of times we draw the line at Botox or, you know, getting a rhinoplasty, getting your nose done. And so for me, it's just so arbitrary. Like, what is natural? What does that even mean? And so if you want to get your nose done, do it. If you want to get a boob job, do it. If that's what's going to make you happy, feel more confident. Confidence is what makes you beautiful. And do what you need to do.
Well, Dan,
and I get work done and I love it.
You do, which we'll talk about in a second. But I think I know where I can draw the line is where we don't bleach our eyebrows. That is something that I am campaigning for this week, especially after looking at the interview cover of Kim Kardashian. I'm sorry, it scares me. And it's very scary looking, and we should not normalize bleaching our eyebrows. I don't care how many people, I don't care if Julia Fox does it or Amelia Bedelia Hamlin. I don't care. Can you stand with me as somebody that is an expert and say you agree with me that that is not natural beauty?
I mean, I will say that it looks very creepy, but they're doing that on purpose. And so I have followed Nadia Lee Cohen for a very long time.
Who's Nadia Lee Cohen?
She is the person behind that look with Kim Kardashian. And if you remember that look,
she needs to go to jail. That's who Nadia Lee Cohen is. I had no clue. She invented this, Dana?
She didn't invent bleaching her eyebrows, but she's the one who gave Kim that look. And if you remember the look that Kim had, like, I don't know how long ago it was, like my sense of time has been messed up since 2020, but whether it was like 6 months ago or a month ago, it was when Kim looks really retro and she's wearing like the silver, like retro onesie swimsuit thing. She's got the big hair. That was also Nadia Lee Cohen. And if you look at Nadia Lee's, like her book, like her Instagram, she has done these things. I don't know what she calls them, but she calls, they look like characters. She used to dress herself up and be like, you know, Beth Ann from the Piggly Wiggly.
Oh, so it's like almost like art. It's like performance art almost.
Yes. Yes. And it's an art form.
Well, I call it trash, Dana. That's what it's called. And by the way, Dana, when you see these things, and would you ever now consider bleaching your eyebrows? You're like, well, if everybody's
I would not do that. No,
okay, good.
No. Okay. My eyebrows, like they're statements.
No, they're great. They're great. That's what I'm saying is that I feel like we've You know, and I don't know a lot, but I remember back in the, was it like late 90s, early aughts, where it was like the really thin eyebrows for girls. Yes. And then, cause I always see my girlfriends making jokes about like, oh my God, I was tweezing my eyebrows. And then we got to this point where it was like the really thick, beautiful eyebrows, and you have like right. nice thick eyebrows, but now we're going to get to the bleaching eyebrow. Like, come on. We are like, we're stepping backwards. Like, this is not good. This is not right.
I don't think that's supposed to be a look for people to recreate. I really think it's this like art direction, like, you know, it's kind of like Kanye with some of his clothes. Like, no one's going to wear that. No one is going to wear like a trash bag, like pair of pants out in public, but it's like the idea, like derelict. It's an idea. You don't do it. You just,
yeah. Well, I would pray so, but then it shows you how impressionable we all are. Even me myself, I'm like, you know, I was watching Real Housewives of Atlanta, and Shebae Sheree finally released her joggers, which you can find on Shein or Shine or whatever it's called. And I was like, do I need a Shebae Sheree, like a jogger thing, just to be a part of a movement? And I feel like a lot of pop culture and a lot of looks and stuff like that, and especially with the Kardashians, which we've talked about before, they really, I mean, would you consider them still at the forefront of all of this, or have they been overtaken by other women?
I think that they have a really good reading, a really good pulse on what's going to be the next thing. So I don't necessarily believe that they lead it, but they become the face of it.
So I wonder if, like, I just always wonder about like pitch meetings. Like, are they all in a room and like, you know, here's what we think's going to be popular in a year. Do you want to try this? Like, I want to know how this all goes down, because it seems like so much planning has to go into, like, if these ladies now are considered quote unquote works of art, you know, and especially if these surgeons and people doing this work, which I've got to say, I use this as an example on my podcast. I always have thought the last couple of years, whatever Kim keeps doing to her face is some of the best stuff I've ever seen. Yes. Until I saw her do a shot with Kylie Jenner on her birthday. And do you remember you on the yacht a couple of weeks ago?
Yes.
And you could tell she was disgusted. And it was the first time that we saw her face wanting to make a disgusted looking face, but it physically wasn't possible. Like, you saw it fighting against yes. itself. And
it was the first too tight everywhere, yeah. pulled in every direction.
Exactly.
Botox. I mean, she only has like a little bit of Botox though. So I don't know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, well, that's what she says. The Kardashians have always been very brave because they say they've been very honest. But in reality, it's one of those things that I just expect to be lied to now. Can you tell us, or can you guesstimate? And I see you do this onto your account. Like, how honest, and I know this is your basic Betty question, like I am, but how honest are the Kardashians with us? We're going into the second season of the Kardashians here in a couple of weeks on Hulu. How honest are they?
Okay. They're bold-faced liars. Are you joking?
No, I mean, just want
to... just the Botox comment alone, where she's like, just a sprinkle of Botox. I don't know what season it is. I'm sure one of your fans will be able to tell you like to the minute exactly when she said this, but she said she tried Botox once, but was allergic to it, like season 3 or 4, one of the early seasons. So apparently back then she was like, I tried Botox one time, but I was allergic, so I don't do it anymore. And now that she's had even way more, you know, stuff done to her face, it is suddenly, it's just going to sprinkle a Botox. I'm sorry, baby. You told us that you were allergic to it. Mostly when you're allergic to something, you don't do it. You don't keep eating the peanuts and being like, oh my God, why am I asphyxiating? Like, that doesn't happen.
Well, Dana, just to defend the Kardashians a little bit, I will say, just as a personal example, I had a beard up until recently and it was starting to turn whiter and whiter. And so I used Just for Men beard dye. And I had done this one time before, you guys, years ago, and it looked great. And so I tried it again. And somehow my face blew up like the Nutty Professor, and I had to go to the urgent care, and they were like, yeah, your face had a bad reaction to whatever chemical was in this beard dye. And I was like, oh my God, I used it years before and it was fine. And so you would think right then and there, I learned my lesson, but no, a month and a half later, I went and said, that must've just been a bad day for my face. Let me use the same beard dye, and the same damn thing happened. And I went to the same urgent care and they were like, hey, you're here again. And they're like, oh, you did. Why did you do the same thing? So I will say, maybe the Kardashians just don't know how to learn a lesson.
I mean, okay, if something happened to me once, I'd be like, you know, maybe that was an off reaction. Yeah. Maybe I'm not actually allergic. So I know, I totally feel you. I would be there too, but I wouldn't go on national public television and say, I'm allergic to this, whatever it is, and then continue to do it. And then, you know, 10 years later say, oh yeah, like I get that done, or I use that product that I told you guys 10 years ago I was allergic to.
So you're
that
always
doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Well, it doesn't make sense to me at all. But like, I hate that we live now in a society where I think we fully expect to be lied to. Like, it's like an open joke about the Kardashians. Like, we have these open pop culture jokes where we just let them lie, and we all just go like, oh, because we all say it looks good. Like, I'm like, right. Whatever, whoever the artist is that especially does Kim's face. Like, I'm so impressed by, I'm just like, it feels like they're using new techniques all the time. And
it's not just one person, but yes, you are
it's
right.
It's a team of people. It's like art. It's like Michelangelo.
Right.
And but then, Dana, do you know if they ever, because this was the other thing I know this might be silly, but welcome to the show. Is that, do they have tester Kardashians they test these procedures out on just in case it goes wrong before they move it to actually trying it on Kim? You know,
I don't believe that they would do that. Really, if you think about what surgery is, it's science, it's math, it's physics. So when you have something like, for example, I just got injections into my neck.
And you are you're so honest about everything that you do, you guys. That's the other cool thing. I've always told you, if anybody wants to give me free work, I'll do Fuck My Face Up Friday, where I'll just go and do whatever you want me to it if it's on your dime. But you're always very honest about everything that you have done. And you have taken us through procedures that I don't even understand or even know. Like, I remember, like, you went to the doctor's office and you're like, now I have to, you know, heal for weeks. What was the most recent thing you had done?
Well, what I just had done actually yesterday, I still have bruises on my neck. I don't know if you record video, but
I
if
do.
You want
yeah.
to show this, you're more than welcome. Yeah. I'm wearing makeup a little so I don't look like, you know, I just
I see
like
just
strangler.
Like a couple light, a light, yeah,
yeah,
light
like
bruising.
Beads of purple across my neck. So I have lines from sleeping on my side. So those are not going to be helped by Botox. Like, Botox is like the way your muscle works. But from sleep wrinkles, it's literally that your skin has been folded in a certain way for an extended period of time. So for me, it was, you know, 31 years of sleeping on my side. And the injector I went to, April Harrison, she's a PA at
SBA Derm. Out April.
Yeah, she's amazing here in Houston. We tried Botox 2 years ago just to see if it would work. It didn't. We kind of knew it wouldn't because we knew these were sleep lines and Botox doesn't help with that. So we've been waiting for a good filler. So there's all different types of fillers and they have different viscosities.
What do you mean,
thicknesses.
A good filler? Like, I don't like a good filler for you or a good
for,
filler
no, for
in
this
general?
Specific, for,
oh, for
this specific,
okay.
Area for these lines and for the movement so that I don't have like a very stiff neck, that it doesn't stick out, that it flows with the skin. It's just a lot. It's basically physics, science, math. So a brand new filler came out on the market in the US. I'm sure it's been out in Europe for a while. And she called me immediately and was like, hey, I finally found a filler that I think is going to be really, really, really good for your neck. So we did it and it's amazing. So it's things like that. It's not that the new techniques or the new technology is like so new that they have to test it. It's more of, hey, we knew that we needed something with this type of viscosity. We knew it needed to have this type of whatever it is for like a filler, for example, for this specific area of your body. The surgeon should know how your neck moves. What does the skin feel like? Not even you in particular, necks in general. So that when they get the right filler, that would be really good for this procedure, they just go ahead and do it. So it really is that she's going to surgeons who know the human body inside out and also have that eye for art, that eye for aesthetics, that you can be a good surgeon, but you don't necessarily have like that art.
See, that's what I always think about is like that the aesthetics thing of like, you know, there, it seems like those, I was thinking about, you know, I was looking at old pictures, not in the creepy way of like Hailey Bieber, right. Like certain things. And I'm like, the people that have done that work, it seems like there was like, oh, I'm like, wow, somebody had a good eye for yes. what they could do to make her very unique looking. And I always think that's really fascinating. I mean, the Kardashians, like I say, are always the best example because there's so many of them that you can kind of run down like each one of them mm-hmm. and what they have done and compare them to old pictures, because now we have a full history of where they started to where they are now. Mm-hmm. And it truly is shocking, including Kris Jenner. I mean, the only natural Kardashian there is left is like Rob Kardashian, just because he hides all the time. Like, you know,
right. We're just going to assume he's natural because we don't see him anymore.
I mean, I always, the thing with Rob always frustrates me. If you're that rich, I mean, I would just pay somebody to move my body, like just move it, like move it, all the muscles. Right. So you had done something before that, though, that seemed even more intense before this neck thing. And do you have a, does every woman, or maybe just you speaking for yourself, do you have like a dream list, things I need to do now, things I need to do in 5 years, things that I want to do? Like, how does a woman come up with this list?
Kind of. It's like, so I had lipo in my arms, lipo in my chin. And the thing that I am the most happy about that I wanted for many, many, many years is a bleph, which is where they cut excess skin from your eyelid.
It's called a blepharoplasty.
So they just cut excess skin from your eyelid because I had like hooded eyes.
Okay.
And I remember being, I had my nose job at 18 and I haven't had one since. And I haven't had major surgery since that nose job when I was 18. Everything else has been fillers, Botox, things like that. And I remember being 18 and telling my mom that I wanted a blepharoplasty, that I wanted a blep. And she was just like, you're going to forget about it. Like, don't worry. I'm now 32 and I obviously did not forget about it. And so now that I had it done, I was like, I can't believe I waited this long. I don't know why I just didn't go ahead and do it. I would have had 10 more years of my eyes looking like this. And shout out to Dr. Franklin Rose in Houston. Amazing.
I love that you have a team. It's like Franklin, you just mentioned what was Betsy a second ago or whatever her name was. I mean, like, April Harrison. I mean,
Crystal,
I love
Lush. No, I have like, she does my lips. Like I go to, you know, this person for this type of thing, this person to that. It's kind of like, you know, you don't just have one person who works on every part of your house. You know, you have a plumber for the plumbing and you have,
or even just like doctors of like going through, like, no, like my mom deals with like certain aspects of cancer. Like, you know, one's on her, you know, skin cancer, one's on her, this can't, you know, like there's different focuses for each of these things.
Exactly. I mean,
is it also considered, when you bring up aesthetics though, does it almost get into like how I hear people speak about tattoo artists of like, you got to get inked by that girl, man. She's amazing. Like, is there wish list doctors for you of like, I got to get to LA because those ladies in Calabasas know what
actually,
they're doing.
Houston is a really major hub for plastic surgery. A lot of celebrities do come here, especially for body work. We are really well known for our body work. There are doctors and surgeons that I'm like, this is the person I would go to for this specific procedure. But for example, like Dr. Rose, he's known for his breast augmentations and his facial plastic surgery. So if I were to get a BBL, for example, which is not on my list at all, I'm sure he would do a great job. He is a fantastic surgeon, but that's not what he does the most often. And you kind of want to go to the person that is what they're known for. This is what they do all day long. You know, things like that. So when I was getting my bleph, obviously with him, he does incredible noses. If I were going to do a second nose job or revision, I would go to him. I don't need a breast aug, but if I were, I would go to him. He's amazing. Well, there's also another surgeon who does amazing breasts too, but, but you know, like, you know, you pick the person who that is their expertise.
Now so. the Kardashians, you know, they, I don't know if they start, I mean, I always think about like J-Lo was one of the first people that we talked about her butt, you know, and it was like, wow. And I always think because I'm old enough to remember when that was like the big thing with J-Lo. I meant, you know, it's like there used to be articles and she used to be so ashamed. Like she used to be like, stop making fun of my butt. Da, da, da. And it really was a big deal. And the Kardashians came along and almost co-opted butts, you know, and then it was like, then it was starting to be BBLs kind of, because it was just ridiculous. I was talking about that interview magazine with the bleached eyebrows and the blonde wavy hair that Kim just had. But before that, she tried to break the internet with that one with the champagne bottle on her butt, that magazine cover. And it was just, it's like, these were like ginormous butts that just didn't seem scientifically possible that had to be BBLs, they're but they're not BBLs.
No. I said they're not scientifically possible. Oh, okay. Naturally, you know, our favorite word.
About to blow my mind. Well, oh, no. But then you know, explain to me. So you can dissolve a BBL, right?
Yeah, it's not really dissolving. It's that you're going in and doing microlipo. So microlipo means they're taking little bits at a time. And then also when you transfer your fat cells, they're living fat cells. So when they've transferred to their butt, those cells are living. And so they gain and lose weight accordingly. So right now people keep saying to me, hey, they've lost their BBL. No, they haven't. Their butts are still massive for their tiny frames. But now that they've lost, you know, I don't know, like a whole person, like their butts have gotten smaller because those fat cells have shrank. Now the rest of them, I mean, I don't know. Did you see Chloe's latest picture, her latest on the beach with her daughter?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So I'm really not trying to talk badly about her, but you can see that she's very much underweight everywhere except for her butt. But her butt is much smaller than it was 2 years ago. Her butt is actually still the same proportional size, you know, give or take, as it was a couple of years ago. And so she really just, when she lost that weight, she's, you know, you can see her bones protruding from areas, but not her butt. Had she never had that BBL, her butt would also match the rest of the, you know, the boniness that's going on there.
That would be a great Pixar movie of like the fat cells in a Kardashian's BBL, and they could be little cartoon characters. But that interview
like
magazine,
packing up, we're being moved.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, we gotta go.
We're being forced to move.
We're being forced to move. It's a sign of the times. No,
right. Kim, they show up in the butt and they're like, these new neighbors, like there's the original and there's the transplants. Like now we have a divide.
But I love that in like the Kardashians case, like that interview magazine cover kind of cracked me up for so many reasons, just because, you know, also she's in like a jock strap where her butt's out. It's almost like she's trying to prove, look, I still have a butt, you guys. Look how big my butt still is.
And right.
I mean, we always theorize with the Kardashians because it's fun. And there's just so much to theorize on, but it cracks me up because this is one of the first times I feel like, and I could be completely wrong, where it's almost like trying to break the internet. There's almost, it seems like they're almost on a defensive rather than an offensive. Like it's like they're, all of a sudden it's like, Kim, slow down, man. Like, are you okay? She just announced a podcast. She just announced she wants to be a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. She wants to be, obviously, do the justice reform. She announced today,
Ryan,
Wall Street.
It's because she's fucking with us. I swear on everything in me, she's fucking with us. Because one minute, she's all natural. The next minute, she does a little bit of Botox. The next minute, she's just naturally super curvy. The next minute, she's so skinny that it's unbelievable. And she's like even showing off like how small she is. Like she's like,
yeah,
look how small I am, like not even breathing in the picture, you know? And then the next thing is a jock strap showing her butt being big. Like, I'm like, this, you are enjoying this. I know you are. I know you're enjoying it.
Well, it's like
really
a method.
And upset.
It's like a method actor. It's like Robert De Niro, like Raging Bull. He gained a bunch of weight and then he lost a bunch of weight, but she's only doing it in like pop culture circles because she's not an actor.
But it's all natural.
But it's all, well, it's truly fascinating. Like I always thought this too. Like I grew up going to acting classes and doing theater. And, you know, there were certain actors that I would study with that would rather die than say that they took lessons for acting, you know, like,
really?
No. Yeah. It's like a really weird thing of like, they almost thought it was like, no, this is just a natural talent that I work at, you know, when in reality, the most amazing actors that I know, they work their asses off with everybody. It's like, you know, they'll work with teachers, coaches, other students, all of this stuff to kind of like build a performance. But there is something about the Kardashians, and I keep coming back to them just in from that beauty angle, is that they really want us to think that it is God-given or natural for some reason.
Right.
And I don't know. And I feel like you dispel that myth a lot of the times on your page, and you don't judge it because you are actively participating in it. What is the mentality behind this?
Well, I mean, it really comes from a societal standpoint that natural is better. I mean, everything from, you know, Beyonce, I woke up like this, right? Like there is something where people think that natural beauty means it's an elevated form of beauty. And I am not, you know, crapping on anybody who is naturally beautiful. Actually, some of the most beautiful people who've had work Do you hear that? The storm.
No.
I'm so sorry.
No, I love it. You have a storm where you're at? That's not, I would wish.
I'm in
it's been like 110 degrees in Los Angeles. It's gross.
It's rainy season here in Houston. It is. And it also got dark. Do you want me to turn the light on? Because it suddenly got really dark.
You can if you want. I can see you really. I mean, I can see you good.
And give me a second, though.
Yeah, take a second.
My dogs, they're terrified of storms and they're on me. So let me like put them up in the room.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, take your time. I was just talking to my friend who's getting married in October, and there is so much to plan. You got to do the food. You got to do the food tasting. You got to book the venue, talk about the DJ, and then not to mention all of the emotion that goes into this. And then all the while you're like, ooh, what would I do if I had a wedding? I've been a part of a lot of weddings over the years, and it's an incredibly stressful process. You go from this newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. So using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish, and it makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste that delicious cake. Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want with tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences. Every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Ooh, I'm so sorry about that, but the storm just suddenly
I couldn't
started.
Hear it. I couldn't hear it at all. Okay. So don't worry about that.
Yeah. So they're on top of me. Okay. What were we saying? We're talking about
societal, about being natural and why it's so important for the Kardashians to think it comes from natural beauty.
Yes. So, it's really actually not even from the Kardashians. I mean, the Kardashians want us to believe that they're natural, but there is a societal idea that natural is better. Natural beauty is just this untouchable, like beautiful thing. And a lot of the people that we tend to think are naturally beautiful have had work done, whether it's Angelina Jolie or Jennifer Aniston or the Kardashians or Kendall Jenner, for some reason, people seem to think is natural. Did you hear that one?
I heard that one a little bit. I heard a little thunder. By the way, I interviewed Shep from Southern Charm, and there was like literally the loudest lightning I ever heard. And Shep was like, he was so excited by it. I was excited too. I love hearing thunder, so don't worry about it.
Okay. But what I was saying is that there's just something that people seem to think that natural means better.
Yeah.
And that's not always true. And also there's nothing wrong with, I mean, I don't want to call it manufactured, but We fix our hair, we put on deodorant, we shave, we do all these other things for beauty. So when people are, you know, a little upset about Botox or, you know, some plastic surgery, to me, it doesn't make any sense. It's just one more thing that we're doing. If we were all to be completely natural, I'm not sure that we would find each other that attractive anymore.
I mean, we really are working our way up to where I do. I mean, like, if you think about, like, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, what we found attractive and what we find attractive now. And I always talk about this in terms of, like, my niece, who's I think she's like 13 now, and she's not even allowed on Instagram yet. But I get scared for the day when she is, because I'm just like, you know, I wish there was like some training manual where they know when they get on there. It's like, remember, this is not natural. This is like,
that's what I'm trying to do.
Exactly.
Like, I get a lot of moms who are like, you know, I show your page to my children all the time, both daughters and sons. Like, I don't want my son growing up thinking that this is what women are supposed to look like, just waking up looking like this.
Yeah. I mean, I really do think, like, that's the part that scares me, is because I've resigned myself to looking this way, but like, I want my niece.
You
and
look
my
great. What are you talking
that,
about?
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I want them to know that, like, I mean, I still look at Instagram and get jealous of things, which is so crazy. So I can't imagine what it's like for women, you know, and, or even right. If you see in the silly version of like the housewives, the Kardashians are one thing, but then you see even the housewives, the Real Housewives, trying to keep up with each other. And, you know, they're in the off season, they're doing stuff to their face. I mean, we've seen Kyle Richards go through so many noses throughout the years. And the thing is,
it's because she just keeps breaking her nose, Ryan. How dare you?
Well, yeah, because
just magically breaking her nose all the time.
The Halloween movie series is so dangerous to work on. Every movie she breaks her nose on that movie set. But, you know, it's so funny because it happens so gradually that we don't really, like, if you go back and look at the first season of Kyle's nose, you're like, holy shit.
But, and like, it was already done at that point because she had it done in her early 20s the first time.
For real?
If you look at her first nose when she had Farrah, completely different.
That was
nose.
Already a so was that just like the cool nose at the time? And now it looks weird because we've moved past that kind of beauty standard?
No, I think that it's usually when you're doing your first surgery, like, for example, my nose job is actually really subtle.
Yeah, like subtle. I can't,
a lot
I really
of people
can't
tell. But I could tell, and I didn't want to look completely different. Not to say that if I were to go back now, I would never, like, a little Barbie nose on my face would just look horrifyingly out of place, right? But I'm like, you know, I would like a little bit more, like, you know, definition in my tip, maybe make that a little bit smaller, but like the size I want to keep, that sort of thing. And I think that with a lot of people's first surgeries, first lip filler, first whatever, they err on the side of caution and go a little bit more conservative than even what they truly want. And because they're scared. And I get that. But that's part of why I have my page, because a lot of that fear is because people don't know what's out there, how to ask for it, how to talk to a doctor, surgeon, how to vet a surgeon. You know, like they don't even know what procedures are available and what these procedures can do. What are realistic results? Like they just have no idea. Like for some reason, they think every time you get a boob job, you're just automatically going to have like Dolly Parton boobs, or every time you get lip filler, it's automatically going to be like Kylie Jenner, like I just overlined my lips era. You know what I mean? Like they just have no concept that there is like a lot of art in there and a lot of nuance, like whether you want just a tiny bit of plumping to a completely different shape to giant lips, if that's what you want, you know, like there's
for the women listening, then what is your advice? Like, how do they go about these things? And even men as well. I mean, like, I know like my buddy, Steven Faces by Bravo, and my other friend, Jeff Epstein, they've gotten what they got work done by the OC housewife, the one and done housewife, Jennifer Armstrong.
Yes.
You know, like, but how do we go about these things? How do you, like, do you read Yelp reviews? What is it?
Well, part of it is talking about it. So when you are getting stuff done, talking about it, being open about it, that just helps shift the entire culture to where it's no longer taboo, because when it's taboo and no one's talking about it, now there are no resources. No one knows where to find someone. You can't ask your friends without insulting them. Not to say that this, like, I'm sure this happens, but not to say that surgeons are out to get you, but you're more likely to have something, whether it's, they're taking advantage of you financially, or you have no idea what to expect. So even if the surgeon does a good job, you're very unhappy with the results because your expectations were unrealistic. There's just a lot of things that can happen that shouldn't have to happen. If people just talk about it, people just show it, if people just are honest about how they got to where they are, Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. I mean, yeah, it's just kind of like lifting the veil, which is like what accounts like yours does. I also like that you do have a sense of humor about it. yeah. Kardashians are one thing, but give us some examples of people that you think have excellent plastic surgery out there in the celebrity world.
First of all, almost every celebrity that you know of has had something, whether it's George Clooney, who's had just moderate amounts of Botox where he softened his lines. And so he just looks really good. I mean, really, even with the Kardashians, like Kendall Jenner has incredible work done to the point where people argue with me and I show them her before, completely different person, but she did it so gradually. And
wait, didn't you get into an argument with Kalani or something?
No, Kali Uchis.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Kalani. Yeah. About her work. Yeah. Sorry. I was just remembering that. Yeah. So people argue with you about Kendall Jenner. Why do people, do you think, argue? Like, what? Like, it's so funny. It's almost like it's important to the fans as well that they're natural, not just to the Kardashians themselves.
I think it's hard to hear, especially if you think about like the average American. I don't really know what the stats are, but I'm sure it's like less than $100,000, right? Like is what they make in a year. Definitely less than $100,000. Like that in order to achieve this look or this body, they would have to spend 10, 20, 30, 40,000. That is hard medicine to swallow. And I think that they would rather it be, no, I can just do these facial exercises. No, I can just go to the gym. No, I can just use this $30 cream and it's going to get me there. And they don't want their hopes crushed. And I understand that. But I also know that after you've done all of that and realize it didn't work, if you truly believe that those things work, what you're going to think is something is wrong with me. I'm just not pretty enough or attractive enough. Something is wrong with me that it works for everyone else, but not me. And so I would rather, and I'm not out to crush people's dreams, but I would rather crush your dream of thinking that if you go to the gym, you can have a super, super skinny body, but a giant butt, than for you to spend all that time and money and effort only to find out you need a $40,000, like two rounds of BBL. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're also, so the RDN part of your, what is it? Registered dietitian
nutritionist.
Well, like, so where does this come into play? If we're living in a society where we have enough money, where we can have doctors do some of the hard work for us, where do you recommend people in terms of diet, nutrition? Like right now I'm seeing a trainer for the first time in my life where I'm actually paying.
Congratulations.
Oh no, it's horrible.
Feel so good when you finally get through the tunnel.
Dana, I DM'd Dana. I was like, I need 3 minutes because I just got finished at 2:00 and I had to run home. And I was almost in tears at the end of the training session because he just keeps me going so much. And my body, my body did not expect for me to get a trainer at this age where they're like, we thought you gave up on us. And so I was like, I need a minute because I thought I was going to puke. And I've been with this trainer now for like a month and a half and it stays the same. Like, and I'm working my ass off and I would pay, like I was talking about Rob Kardashian. I would pay somebody just to do the shit to my body. Like take the fat off my body. I don't want to do it myself, but I'm doing it myself. Where do you recommend to people of like, what's the balance there?
The balance is that you can't have one without the other. Well, you can have the diet and exercise part and not have the surgery, but you most likely will never have the look that you want without surgery. You cannot have the surgery and not do the diet and exercise. Like you cannot. So we can give you a super flat stomach with a tummy tuck, but you're going to look really wide when you have visceral fat because you're not exercising. We can, you know, lipo, people think is removing fat means like you're going to lose weight. You're not. Even a lot of lipo, maybe 5 pounds, maybe 10 pounds over multiple sessions, but it's for sculpting your body. So we're changing the shape, the way that your fat is distributed in your body. If you're not dieting, exercising, when I mean dieting, I'm not about diet culture. I mean, like you're eating well, you're monitoring your portion sizes, you're making sure that you're getting the nutrients that you need and you're not exercising, we can lipo you all day and you're just going to look strange. And so we keep going back to the Kardashians. So I'll use them as an example. Do they work out to the body that they have? Hell no. No, you cannot work out to have that body. But what they do is they absolutely work out. They work out to keep up their results, to keep up what muscle tone they have, to keep off any excess weight from coming on them, to maybe even for health reasons. And also you should be doing this for health reasons, but you know, you can't have the surgery without the working out, without.
Yeah. I mean, and we do see them work out. We do see, I mean, in fact, there was an episode in the first season.
We see what they show us.
But even what they showed us, like, listen, I remember watching Chloe's workout on Snapchat years ago and being like, okay. But then there was an episode last season, you guys, on the Hulu show. It was like, so many people made TikToks of it. Cause it was like the improper way to do the these awkward, exercises.
Like push up, like yeah, that is not like, how you push up.
You're going to throw your neck out like that really bad. I mean, but you know, you have these procedures. Are you still working out like three to four times a week? Do you still have to like do all of this stuff?
Yes. So I actually gained a lot of weight over COVID because I stopped working out. I drank a lot.
Dana, that was all of us. What do you mean? I love that you're like, I know I'm kind of weird. I gained like all of us did that. We all drank a lot and gained a lot of weight over COVID.
Right. Well, my, you know, before that I'd always been like pretty fit and small. And so I did work out, but if I missed a week or two, like nothing was wrong. Like it was fine. You don't suddenly gain 30 pounds because you miss a couple weeks. But over COVID, I missed like a year and a half of working out.
Yeah. Eating.
So like now I'm back on, like I started working out, losing weight, but I'd always had bigger arms, for example, than the rest of my body. But when you're really, really small, it doesn't make a difference. Like you can tell it's a little bigger. When I gained weight, I was like, we're going to lipo that. Not that like, you can see, like, it's not like we lipoed my arms like super small. We just lipoed it to fit my body. And like now that I'm losing weight, it's losing like in proportion to my body. So yes, I'm losing weight. I'm exercising. Even though I had the lipo, even though I lipoed my chin and I'm so happy, like I just,
it looks great. I mean, like, I don't see, and I don't know, like, what's the proper way? And maybe this is more of a guy question. And I know I have a mainly, what's the proper way to compliment a female on their, like, I mean, you know, like, what do you like? That's great work. Is that offensive or are you like, oh, thank you.
It is great depends. Work. Maybe if someone who is open like me and you're like, you know, that was amazing, I would say yes. Actually, my bleph, life-changing, game changer. Like I wish I did it 10 years sooner. But if someone's not open about it,
the best thing to say is, nice nose, amazing. Yeah, you look amazing. Yeah,
yeah. Well, look amazing.
That Stassi with the chin implant,
right?
Stassi Schroeder, remember
her? She talks about it all the time. Like if you were like, girl, you were beautiful, but oh my god, that chin strap was like a game changer for you. She'd probably be like, thank you.
Yeah, totally. But that's what I always, I wish like, do you offer a service like that? Like, I want like somebody to open like game changer, like the one thing that we can all do to like change, like, just the one thing. Cause that chin to me, like, I was like, damn, that really like made Stassi look completely different. And like the Simi Hayes, which by the way, so there's
a set of twins, by the way.
But by the way, this is how dumb I am, you guys. I know Simi Hayes. Well, is that the name or that Simi Ann Hayes?
Yeah. So it's like Samaya and Haya. Okay. Simi Hayes.
And they're one of them's dating The Weeknd, right? Or rumored to be.
I think Simi dates The Weeknd. Which is interesting. Like, just side note, she was really good friends with both.
The Hadids.
Yeah. Well, yeah. With Bella Hadid and Selena Gomez. So
wow, the talk about really...
him. He's just dating the friend pool. Like, I mean, a lot of people are mad about the girls, but like this man just is dating from the same group of friends. Like that. Why?
I said the same thing about Harry Styles this week. Everybody was like, oh, you know, he supposedly might've hooked up with Florence Pugh and then he's with Olivia Wilde. I'm like, why are we pitting these women? And they all hate like, sorry, I know it's blasphemy, but maybe Harry Styles has something to do with it. Just like that Austin Kroll from Southern Charm. Why are we blaming like Lindsay and Sierra? Why don't we just blame Austin, who's doing both of it?
Right. Like, I mean, and I love Harry Styles and I love The Weeknd, but I like Harry Styles too. Y'all have access to millions and millions of women and you pick the friends.
No, like, it's like, come on,
how little do you get out?
Like, you must be so scared to get out in public. So you're just like, I'm going to sleep with everybody at work.
Right.
But you posted
life. I don't know about your work, but
It's like me and my desk. Like I'm in my bedroom. Like this is.
I don't know. Who do you have in your background? I mean, there's that.
Actually, this is Heather Gay from Real Housewives of Salt Lake season 3 trailer.
I love her so much.
I put this picture because somebody was saying this is actually a plastic surgery question. She has this black eye. And then somebody wrote me that maybe since she has Beauty Lab and laser, this was like a botched eye filler thing that gave it a bruising instead of a black eye. Is that possible?
I'm just wondering like where the bruising is. She would have had to fill in a very strange place. I just don't.
Yeah. So it's probably a black eye. So it's probably like from a hit. Okay. Yeah. But the Simi Hayes thing, this is what like, I knew about it because of The Weeknd, but I didn't know they were twins. So your photo, I was like, I thought you had like copied and pasted. I didn't realize like they were the Shining twins. Like I thought this was one girl that you would just like put two different looks.
Two pictures of them before. No, they're sisters, twins, identical twins. Although you can usually tell them apart even after the surgery. But
who do you think wanted it more? Like, and because they had to agree that like, yo, if I do this, you got to do it too.
Have you met identical twins before?
Not yet. No.
Okay.
I know the Oppenheim brothers, not personally, but just from the Selling Sunset show.
So there's something, and I've had a few sets of identical, well, like two, and they do things together, like a lot of things. For example, one of my very, very, very closest friends, we went to grad school together. So we got our master's at Louisiana Tech in nutrition. Her twin sister, identical twin sister, moved down for the year from Ohio. They're from Ohio. Moved down to be with her. Like that, that's just like a twin thing. Like we'll never understand it. We'll always be on the outside. But I'm pretty sure if Hannah was like, I'm going to go brunette, Haley would be like, you know, I'm thinking like maybe we should go brunette together. Like they just don't do things separately. And obviously I can't speak for all identical twins. I've just noticed this. And I think it's kind of like, hey, do we want to change our noses together? Like, cause I still want to look like you.
This feels like it's already this feels like it's already a TLC show. They always do like those weird shows. There's gotta be a TLC show about like twins. Am I just making that up in my head?
I don't know, you know, but I know a couple sets of identical twins. We can get them on your
show. We'll produce it. Let's produce this show together. Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. You know, we talk about mental health all the time on this show. I would actually say every episode. And a lot of things, you know, when I think about therapy, I think about getting stuck just focusing on my problems, you know, focusing on these feelings and all of this weight instead of actual solutions. And, you know, I always think, you know, how might this situation be better with a different mindset? But it is so hard. It's so tough, you guys, to train your brain to stay in problem solving mode when faced with a life challenge. Because one day you're going to be feeling great and up to it. And the next day, it is the last thing that you want to do is get into problem solving mode, especially when you need it. But when you learn how to find your own solutions, there's no better feelings. Now, a therapist can help you become a better problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or small. I know this personally. This is 100% true. It doesn't do all the work for you, but it gives you such a great start and such a great foundation. So when these problems do come up, you have somebody that can help you get into that problem-solving mode, even when you don't feel like it. I have a long personal experience with therapy. It was something that I fought against when I was a kid because I thought it made me, you know, like something was wrong with me or something. And now I realize just how wrong that is. And not everybody has the ability or can afford that, which BetterHelp is it's one of the great things about them is that you can afford BetterHelp. They are so much more affordable. But it's one of those things that I wish I had started so much earlier. And I thought for some reason it would take away some like, oh, it'll take away my artistry or, you know, which is like, what is that? Just making jokes. But I really did have this kind of hang up about it. And when I started, I realized, wow, this is actually just somebody that is letting you express yourself and helping you express yourself and then trying to find practical solutions to your feelings and your thoughts. So if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, I would say BetterHelp is not, it's a great option. It's convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's entirely online. So right then and there, everything I just said is every one of the excuses I would have used to not do therapy, you know, be like, well, I can't afford it. Oh, well, I have to get in my car and drive because I did that and that stuff. Well, I don't want to leave the house. They help you with all of these things. You don't have to leave the house to do it. It is convenient. It is affordable. It's entirely online. And you can get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey. And you can also switch therapists at any time, which I also think is a very important note because I've switched therapists before. I've had therapists that I didn't gel with. And I've had therapists that really did just really move mountains for me when I needed it. So I think that is so important that you can switch therapists as well. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. So visit BetterHelp.com/sobad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/sobad, 10% off. And it's one of those things that just make that one step. I always say that, just make that one step, because that one step has always been the hardest step for me. But if you just make that one step, I think you're going to find out that all the other steps are going to come a lot easier. And that's huge. But this haze, what I'm saying is this is fantastic work. This picture that you put, the top, which they're like, by the way, the top picture.
So they're Palestinian. They're like 100% Palestinian. So they, you know, look super Arab, very light skinned Arab.
And then the bottom picture, holy moly, what a difference.
Right. It's like, you know, this is just their hair. Insane. They fill their eyes. Like, yeah.
How
that now? So, go ahead.
I mean, is there like, but like I had mentioned this earlier, is there like a blueprint drawn up of like, this is all the work we're going to do to get this product, or is this little by little by little that gets to this, what they are now?
It kind of depends on like, so really I used to do consultations and people would say things like, what should I do to my face? I'm like, no, we're not going to do that. What we're going to do is I'm going to ask you, what do you like about your face and what bothers you about your face? So, and usually when you say that, people will be like, okay, well, I love my cheekbones, but I wish like that my eyebrows are higher. I don't like that my nose turns down. I feel like my lips look like they're sad. They turn down. And then I'm like, okay, so these are the options for this. We can do this, this, and this. If we do this procedure, it'll do this. It lasts this long. If it's, you know, not surgical, if it is surgical, it's permanent. It'll look like this. This is what you can expect. It's not going to be as high as you think it's going to be, but it's going to do this, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you draw up a treatment plan. And then some things it's like you have to do over a couple sessions, like my necklines. We did one session where we just filled the deepest of the lines. And then we went back yesterday and
that was just to see like, oh, it's working. Oh, wow. This is actually working with the new filler.
You have to fill it, let it settle. And then we need to go back in and then fine tune. Like this needs a little bit more here. This needs a little here and do it that way. So it depends on, you know, some things need multiple sessions, some things, you know, we need to wait for the swelling to go down, whatever it is. But yeah, what do you like about your face? What do you need? What do you not like about your face?
But you guys, if you don't follow, which you already do, you have like 8 billion people that follow your Instagram account, but like, the picture is shocking, you guys. Like to me, I was like, wow. And the thing was, I didn't think they were super ugly before, but it was like, what a difference. Like turned them into supermodels, turned them literally into supermodels, which then it made me fascinated. Have you ever talked to these people? And my question was, do you ever recommend then as part of a treatment plan when they're doing something to their face, therapy? Because I wouldn't be able to, like, if all of a sudden people started treating me like a model like that, and I was used to being this other person, that would be such a mind fuck.
Yes. So actually, even in nutrition, we used to do that because when people would lose a very significant amount of weight, it takes about a year. If you've lost more than, I think, 15 or 20% of your body weight, which is a lot of weight, for your mind to catch up. So they're still buying bigger clothes. They're still seeing their in their mind's yeah. eye that they weigh 300 pounds when they now weigh 200. And so they have a hard time realizing, no, you can sit in that chair. No, you don't need that size pants. And so there is an emotional component to that. But on the flip side with surgery, we've seen things where, for example, I've already forgot the book, but the surgeon was talking about how much he's affected people's lives. And he gives the story of this woman who she hated her nose. She did have a very large, like very like prominent nose. And she was so insecure about it that she didn't like to be in attention at all. Like she didn't want anyone to give her attention. And that actually even affected her work life because she wasn't, you know, giving out ideas at the meetings because she didn't want everyone to turn and look at her.
Yeah.
She had her nose done and then it changed her life. Now she's dating. Now she's like getting a promotion at work because she's speaking up at work. She's like chairing like the Christmas party or holiday party at work because now she doesn't feel bad about people looking at her, even though everyone looking at her knows what her nose looks like and doesn't care. You know yeah. what I mean? It's just yeah. like, but it changed. It completely changed her outlook on herself to where it changed her life.
I was just like, all of a sudden Leo DiCaprio wants to talk to me, you know, like, it's like, that's what it's like, you know, I just got to imagine that's got to be such a mind, just screw with your mind because our looks and our outside appearance is so personal to us, obviously. Right. And that's what we're talking about. Is there any, what are you watching show wise these days? What do you like to, or what do you enjoy watching?
Oh, I love everything Housewives. For
are you
sure.
watching all the Housewives still? Are you watching all that stuff?
Yes.
Is there any, in terms of Housewives, any work that you're like, love that, don't love that as much? Like for me, my example, and this is comes from a dude, so totally discount it, is Naomi from Southern Charm with her nose. I thought she had the awesome, like I thought she had the most unique
very
nose.
French nose.
Yeah. I just thought it was like awesome. And I thought she was really pretty and stuff. And she still obviously is gorgeous, but she changed it. Now it's like a little like who kind of nose, and she's happy with it, which I guess is the most important thing. But right. I was like, damn, that made her so unique. That old nose. Is there anything like that for you with Bravo that you see?
Visiting that, I already forgot his name. The one that's dating Paige.
Craig Connor.
Craig. I like when she had, cause she revealed her new nose at the, reunion.
Yeah. yeah.
And he was like, that makes me so sad because she was so beautiful. And I was like, but I get it. No, cause she's happy. She's super happy.
Yeah. She does seem happy. So I mean, I know it's not like a mistake, but it is those weird things of how we view people as opposed to how they view themselves.
Right. So for me, honestly, is pretty much most of the cast of Salt Lake City. I know it's the culture there to have like a lot of work done, but, and I love all of these women. Okay. But like Meredith, not a fan of her filler, her lips. And then Jen,
I'm not a fan of her face tuning. Like, it's not even that, like the damn yeah. face tuning on Instagram is like, that's the other thing. It's like, I don't know if it's face.
She's like,
or
she's
face
got the Madonna
anymore.
Treatment on there.
Yeah, like, what are you like, you know, Gretchen Rossi's like photoshopping a nose nostril out of there half the time, you know?
Right. I mean, Gretchen seems like she would fit better in Salt Lake City based on her work and the way she edits, but like Meredith, obviously Jen Shaw has gone super overboard. I love Heather Gate, but like, there's just something about Salt Lake City. Not just the franchise, but just, you know, the wealthier people there and the way that they approach plastic surgery is just too much. It's overdone, overfilled. Noses are too small. Boobs are too big. I'm just not a fan of that look.
I noticed that with Scottsdale, Arizona as well. And there's not a Housewives thing, but I just noticed, I know a lot of people from like Scottsdale where I had grown up in that area. And there is, seems to be a very trend of a very certain type of look. And I'm sorry to all my Scottsdale listeners. I know, you know who you are, but like, you know, it seems to be the very similar aesthetic there as well. And they don't even have a Housewives show yet.
I'm just not a fan of that look. Yeah. It's not because of Housewives. It's because of like Salt Lake City, the city itself. Like there's something about that area that they like the overdone look. And that's fine if that's, you know, your jam. Like, you know, what you want to do is up to you. But me, with that not being my jam, I'm like,
Well, how about Jen? Well, I mean, you mentioned Salt Lake and Jen Shaw. This is something I've thought about, though, is that so she's going to go to jail. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's happening. What will we see? What is the natural degradation of a face that has had that much work done? What will we start seeing over the years? I mean, I think they get like a prison photo every year taken of them. What will be the first things to start sagging, or what? When will this work start to go away that she's had done?
About a year or two, if it's filler. So like, for example, her cheeks, I don't know if she has cheek filler or cheek implants. If they're implants, they're forever. But she probably has cheek filler, if not on top of her implants, if she has those. With filler, it takes about a year or two. Definitely by 5 years, any Botox, any filler is gone. Like, she's not going to have any of that. It's just really hard because it's hard to say, because I don't know what she's had done. If I knew exactly what she had done, I could tell you, hey, in 2 years, this is what's going to happen. In 5 years, this is what's going to happen. Her boobs will still be there because that is surgery. Her butt will still be there. That is surgery, you know? And hey, she might even get fitter. I don't know.
Well, I mean, she's going to be able to work out a lot, I guess, if that's the thing. Maybe. I mean, any other agree? Like, I always use also Rinna, you know, she has the Rinna Beauty, you know, and she always like, my lips are legendary. And I've always thought, just from a guy's perspective, that her lips are completely jacked. Those aren't, to me, great lip fillers. And I think she even admitted
hers aren't fillers. Before, she had a lip implant, which is very interesting. It's like a tube that they put in your lip and then they fill it. Yeah. Lip implant. Those have fallen out of fashion, although you can still get them done. They have fallen out of fashion. This was before fillers, because fillers are not really that old, but lip implants have been around for, like, I don't know, like 50 years. Basically, they put a silicone tube in your lips and they fill it up with silicone. Or
Why did she take, like, it looks so too much that why has she never taken it out, you don't think, and like gone with, not, I mean, still something big, but I've always thought it was like, wow, that's kind of weird looking to a degree. Not in a, I'm trying not to be mean, but you know,
but I mean, to her, she like, it's kind of like the Salt Lake thing where I'm like, if that's your jam.
Okay. I didn't know if it was a mistake that you can't get rid of.
No, you can have them removed and you can have your lips like replumped. You might have to have a lip lift or another surgical procedure after you've removed an implant, but it can be changed and can look really good, can look really natural. Absolutely. But
as a woman, do you ever get frustrated that you're going to have to be concerned with procedures potentially for the rest of your life? That's the other thing. Like, I get concerned that I'm going to have to work out for the rest of my life just because I hate it so much. Like, and a woman was explaining it to me. It's like, well, I like doing makeup and I like doing all of these things. I always like, oh my God, it must be so boring to put on all this makeup all the time and like all that time. But like, is this something that you're like, no, I genuinely enjoy it. And it's kind of like this mix, like you said earlier, of science and math and physics and all of this stuff.
I do genuinely enjoy it. And a lot of things are actually preventative. So for example, my bleph.
Can we get a better name than bleph? I feel like we've got to.
It's B-L-E-P-H, like blepharoplasty. I mean, you know, that's the
I think we can get a cooler name than bleph. Bleph is like, it was like bleph. Oh, excuse me. Like, sorry, I blephed, you know? So
we'll turn it into a verb. like, if you really, what would have happened is as I aged, it would have just continued to be more and more hooded until I would have probably been able to have it removed with insurance paying, because it would start to, you know, cover my vision, like cover my eyes, and I can open my eyes. I'm sure you've seen a lot of older people where it looks like they have skin hanging over their eyes and you're like, how can they see? They probably can't. And they actually, by the way, if this is any of your parents, they can have that covered by insurance to have that skin.
Mom, if you're listening, mom, we can do this.
Right.
Do you have like 10 or 15 more minutes, or you rush?
I do.
Okay, cool. Sorry. I have so much fun talking to you. What are the other things that you're, and also on your account, you know, what are you doing on your account these days? How do you view your account? Because I know you don't have 8 million, but you have like 230. You have something insane. That's just too much to keep up with. I have like 53,000. I can't even open a third of my, I mean, it's just, I'm so not prepared for any of this. How do you do this? What is your goals with your account from this point forward? Like, what's the dream here?
I honestly don't know. I just really enjoy it. So we're just, things are happening and we're allowing it to happen.
That's the best way to do it.
When we first like scheduled this, you wanted to talk about the giveaways. Do you want to talk about that?
I do actually. So thank you so much for making me a better host. Cause that's what I love her account because she, you know, I learned things from it and you had this post about the Kardashian, what is it? The loop giveaways.
Yes. Yeah. Those train giveaways where they like send you to like an Instagram page and it's, they're following like 90 people and it's like follow all 90 people for a chance to win, you know, all these luxury items and $100,000 cash or something like that.
And I even see like, you know, I would be like, okay, maybe Courtney does one of those. Cause she's like, you know, I guess least like the, you know, less popular, but I just saw Kim do one. I just saw Kylie do one.
Yes.
Like why are they doing this? I know, but they have real things they could make money at.
No, that's the thing is like, they will never turn down a dollar. Literally, it's insane. That's why they have unpaid interns. They will never not try to save a dollar. They
ask like Kim came out of that eBay account selling the
her clothes. I'm like, Miss Girl, I know you are not hurting for $300. Are you joking me? Are you kidding me? Me, nowhere. I am not wealthy. And I'm like, I've only worn these shoes twice, but do I really want to like try to sell it? Or should I just donate it to, you know, someone who could really do good with it?
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
do I
no,
really
I mean,
like try to get $25 out of this.
And maybe that's why we're not billionaires yet. You know,
maybe, I don't know, but side note, Scott Disick has a company where he does those train giveaways. So they're like, they're keeping it in the family. He runs one of these. They do their little promotion. They make off with at least $100,000 plus free products.
So basically, and I get these emails, Dana. I get these and they usually go to my spam now. But it'll be like, I had one for like, I get them for like reality stars. I had one for like Jax's wife, Brittany. It was like, you know, famous reality star, Brittany Cartwright doing this. All you have to pay is $2,000 and you're going to get like 20,000 new followers and you're entered to, you know.
Right.
And, but I was like, how much do you think you have to pay to get on the Kardashian one of those?
So, the one that I posted was about $10,000, which is actually low for them, but I think it was because it was such a niche market. It was like basically Chloe, who doesn't need any help with someone putting together her second baby's, you know, nursery.
Yeah.
Like nursery things like baby toys and a bassinet and whatever else. I don't know. I don't have children, whatever else you had to buy for children. I'm like, besides the fact that you guys can afford this, you guys have lots of very rich friends. I'm sure if you just had a proper baby shower, you'd be stocked for like the next 7 children if you really wanted.
Oh, totally.
I don't know. hers was $10,000. So a follower actually sent it in to me because she has a really like cutesy child, like toy thing. I think that's all in like the neutrals or whatever. So they're like, hey, like donate some of your product and also pay $10,000 and you can get a lot of followers. But I've heard that 20,000 is like the normal buy-in for like any of their other giveaways, especially their luxury giveaways. And I got an email, I can't remember who the celebrity was. It was not a Kardashian and the buy-in was, I think, $8,000.
Have you ever considered or would you ever consider doing something like this?
No. First of all, not only do I not have the money, but even if I had the money to easily just do this, absolutely not. I don't want 20,000 disengaging followers that are going to unfollow me, followers who are not there. You want people who are there for you, for your stuff, because those are the people that are going to like your stuff and share your stuff and save your stuff and respond to you and like your stuff, which is what makes your page great. I even had a vendor who I love her products and I did an advertisement for her because I love her. I love her stuff. I use it. And she paid me for it. It was a paid advertisement. And she was like, would you want to do like a giveaway? And I was like, I could do that, but you're going to have followers that don't care about your brand or vice versa, your followers who don't care about my page. And do we want those followers? No, we want people who engage with us.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's so funny because my friend Christina Haberkern, she's Hello Harlot, and she did the logo, the initial logo for So Bad It's Good, and she does all these awesome coloring books. And she was like, I just did this Vanderpump Rules coloring book. And she goes, how much would you pay to advertise this? And I was like, can you give me a free coloring book? I was like, I'd advertise, like, I love it. I'd advertise this for free. Like, I don't really take any advertisements anyways on my IG page. So I was like, I'll just do it if you give me a free coloring book because it's awesome. You know, like it is funny. It's like, those are the things that I would recommend to people anyways, regardless of getting paid.
But those are the people
it.
That, I mean, I know she's your friend. So, you know, that's a different story, but that is a time where getting paid advertisement makes sense. Like your followers like that. They love Vanderpump Rules. That, you know, that's something you are passionate about. If you're like, I would never use this myself, don't advertise that. If the two groups don't make sense, like, I don't know, it's about politics and you're like, I mean, I talk about politics a little bit on my page, but not enough. That's not the advertisement for you. So
yeah,
just
totally.
It's
just, I find it very interesting of the things that I'm like, I used to like, I'm like, you know, it's just funny when you do start growing in that category and you're like, what? I would have done this for free. When you start to matter in ways that you never thought you would matter, if that makes sense. Wind down then. So these loop giveaways are stupid because everybody usually unfollows you after they follow you. So you're going to get that immediate jump in Instagram followers, but then they're all going to probably pretty much unfollow you and not be engaged.
And if they
like
don't
you
unfollow
want.
You, they don't like your posts anyway. They don't engage with your posts. So now you have basically fake followers that are, they're not actually fake, but they're like, they're fake. They might as well be fake.
But I noticed you're very active in your stories, but your grid posts, I know you're very picky about what you put on the grid. And I know this is a little inside baseball, but I'm always so fascinated with people and their feelings on grid versus stories. You know, like sometimes I just need to get the poison out. So I'll just throw up a bunch of stupid jokes that are in my head on my grid just to get it out of my head. But, you know, I notice you like, do you have some kind of theory on this?
No, it's not a theory. It's more that I have a full-time job that is not related to my Instagram at all. And I don't physically have the time. And Instagram's like reels, reels, reels. And I'm like, reels are so time consuming. 30-second reels are time consuming. I mean, when I was in Tennessee, I'd filmed a really quick reel. Actually, the one about the loop giveaways.
Yeah, the train giveaway, yeah.
And it took like a whole day for it to upload. Talk about stress. I was over here for a wedding and I'm trying to like, you know, go to the, it was, you know, the day before the wedding, like go to the dinner and all that. And I couldn't even focus on it because I'm like checking. I'm like, did it post yet? Didn't post. And I didn't save it. I was like, am I going to have to refilm this?
I was talking to Sarah Heron, who works for Us Weekly. And we were talking about, you know, being creators and doing a lot of stuff online. And she was saying she was at her brother's rehearsal wedding dinner. And it was like the Kim Pete breakup happened on that Friday, you know, and it was like, all of a sudden she's supposed to be enjoying this thing. And it's like, it's just so funny if you guys could truly see some of the shit that we actually do. That is so, it's so silly if you looked at it from like, you know, in a macro sense, but we're stressing about these stupid, like I'm stressing out about getting a post out about Kim and Pete breaking up, you know?
Right. And that's like when we're stressed out about something that we did to ourselves, there are times where someone is stressing me out or, you know, posting about me or something like that. And I'm like, oh my God.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean posting about you? Are you still getting a lot of people still giving you shit like that? They'll argue with you because like Kendall Jenner or Kali Uchis or.
Oh no. Like one was like, and this is a long story. We can get into it another time, but there was like a whole thing with Candace Owens and the guy, and I'm like, I didn't want to deal with this today. Today was not the day that I wanted to deal with Candace Owens of all people. Like I wanted to have, you know, fun with my friends and my family.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. There was like last week, something about Erica Jane, like got a judgment for her. Like she didn't have to pay $5 million or something. And people like, you know, like, what do you got to say about this now? And I was like, I do have a lot to say, but I actually am busy today and I'm dealing with some family stuff and I can't actually get into this. And it's not that I'm like not wanting to respond or that I'm scared to respond. You know, it's just like that. There's actually this thing that I do where I sometimes live my life and I don't like to do it. it. It's not something that I love. I don't like to live my life, but I have to do it sometimes. And then it can be read as, oh, he's scared to come. And it's like, no, there's actually shit going down. I swear.
If I don't respond in 5 minutes, they're like, oh, she doesn't have anything to say about this. And I'm like, I just didn't pussy. See it. Do you understand how many notifications I get? I miss a lot of them. I miss a lot of DMs.
Yes. And I used to personalize things in the past, you know, like somebody never, now I realize it's like, if you guys didn't even know, like, and it's not, it's like silly. Cause like, I don't see half the shit. Like if I'm on my phone, then I'll see it at that moment. And somebody will be surprised if I'm like, oh, well, it just came up right now. But people will be like, oh, fine. You're not going to respond back. Well, fuck you. You know, you ain't shit. And I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? You know,
you have no idea. Yeah. I'm like with DMs, like I get over 100 a day. I try my best to respond to as many as possible, but I've had people who are like, I've messaged you twice now and you didn't respond. I'm like, baby, you don't understand. It's like every day you wake up and it's like, you just came back from vacation. Emails is what it's like every single day.
I tell people on the podcast, like it's like either something I've said on the podcast, something I posted, like usually it's like so much niceness and everybody's so nice or like, you made me laugh and thank you. But like, usually there's one or two. And that's like, sometimes I'll dread waking up in the morning. Cause depending on which I check first, like my email or there'll be something that is like, what you said today about this is so offensive because, and it's like really, and it's my own fault that I start my day on my phone anyways, but it's sometimes really intense because it's not how I used to live my life at all. Like, it was just me waking up, you know?
Right. And Ryan, that's when we're like doing everything that we can and we can't even like keep up. And then there are times where I'm, you know, I just posted, so I'm in the comments because that's what you do, right? That's for engagement. You post and then you know, you check your comments for the next 10 minutes or so. And people will be like, oh my God, get a job. And I'm like, if you only knew, I have 3 jobs, including this one. Like, I don't sleep.
I posted something yesterday and I must've wrote something that got the bots going. Cause it was all like, you've got to like, Kate helped me make 5,000 on crypto. And it was all about this one girl. And I'm like, what the hell did I write that I just got all of these bots? But then I responded to every one of the bots because I was like, well, I guess this is engagement. There's no instruction manual for the shit we do, but you guys, this went too fast. I love, love, love talking to you. You are always welcome back anytime you want to promote anything. But her name, you guys, is Dana Omari. You know her account. It's IG Famous by Dana. I mean, why aren't you doing your own podcast? Why aren't you doing your, is it because of the 3 jobs? Is that why?
Yeah, basically. I started my podcast, actually was really popular, but it really is. I have a full-time job that requires traveling. And then I started like a year and a half ago doing consulting and then this, and it's just,
there's not enough time in the day. I don't either. That's what I was like. I don't like Mauricio Umansky from the agency. He's always like, hi. And he's like on Beverly Hills, just like in the Aspen
house.
They have
personal assistants. Okay. Yeah, I need a personal assistant, but I can't afford one at a fair wage. So I like can't. That's why they have unpaid interns, but I would feel terrible. I would absolutely.
I know. I've gotten people that have offered to do free things for me mad at me because I've been not been able to communicate what I need. Anyways, it's a whole mess over here, you guys. But her account is not a mess. She personally is a mess. Her neck looks great and all of the surgery looks great and all of this stuff.
Thank you.
But it is a very positive look. And I do love what you said, too, is that moms and dads out there, show your kids stuff like this. Like, this is actually a good learning tool, nothing to be ashamed about. But you do want to be able to do things in a safe way, in an educated way. And also, I love that you do it in a humorous way. So I cannot recommend this account enough. And hopefully you'll come back at some other point.
I would love to. Thank you so much. This was so much fun.
5, 4.
Betches.